Lila Katha is something very sacred.
Lila Katha je nešto jako sveto.
When it is done properly, then Krishna can appear in our hearts.
Kada se pravilno radi, onda se Krishna može pojaviti u našim srcima.
But you cannot do this Lila Katha for entertainment. It has to be done in the mood of service.
Ali ne možete raditi u Lila Katha za zabavu, nego se mora raditi u raspoloženju služenja.
The only way to come close to Krishna is through service, not through the enjoying mentality.
Jedini način da dođete do Krishna je kroz služenje, a ne kroz uživalački mentalitet.
I will talk about a Leela that took place at the sacred mountain Govardhan. I am myself a recipient of Govardhan's mercy because since the last 20 years, it's between end of October, each end of October, I'm there with first-class devotees talking about Krishna and the holy name.
Ja sam primatelj milosti Govardhana i već nekih 20 godina krajem oktobra imam priliku da tamo provedem vrijeme sa nekim prvoklasnim baktama i tu pričamo o Govardhanu i o svijetom imenu.
These international retreats which take place have become world famous by Krishna's mercy, and I have heard that when Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was on his deathbed, he listened to the recordings of this katha which took place.
I ovi međunarodni retreati su postali tako poznati širom svijeta zahvaljujući Krishnina milosti. I čuo sam da kada je Bhaktivedanta Swami napuštao tijelo, da je slušao jednu od snimaka od jednog od ovih retreata.
This subject matters are interesting not for very, very new people in spiritual life.
Ovakve vrste tema nisu zanimljive za one osobe koje su jako, jako nove u duhovnom životu.
They are a little bit more advanced than what you hear regularly.
To su malo naprednije teme od onih koje inače možete da slušate.
And they are direct descriptions of what goes on in the kingdom of love in the spiritual world. So we will try, and I request all of you to be in an attentive manner. There is a table where devotees speak. This is not the right moment to speak inside. You can talk everywhere else, but not inside this hall. Should we try to do this? Go a sankirtan. We shall try. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Srimati Radharani is engaged in making sanjis. During this time, she has returned to Vashana and to the palace of her father Brishabhanu Maharaj and her mother Kirtida. And she does sanjis. She misses Krishna very much and she does sanjis. What are sanjis? They are paintings that are made by collecting flowers and arranging them as beautiful pictures. Every day Srimati Radharani composes one of these flower pictures which remind her of the past times which she had with Krishna. In this way, she brings down the flames of the fire of separation in her heart. But then something happens. There are no flowers any longer. They have all been plucked. Plucked. Radharani needs to go to other places than Vashana. Because she wants to continue making sanjis, flower paintings of Krishna's pastimes. In this world, we may make photos and put them in our mobile telephone and look, for instance, at nice places or the times when we were together with our friends, and then we feel good, even though we are in the winter atmosphere of Sarajevo, which is very depressing. And the spiritual world, Srimati Radharani and the gopis make flower pictures. So, to find new flowers, they go to Kusum Sarovar, or no, it's not, I'm wrong, Pushpavan, the forest of flowers, which is there at the foot of Giriraj. Krishna is very, very well aware of the gopis' activities. He is known as Gopinath. Please repeat. Gopinath. Gopi Jana Vallabha. Gopi Raj. And so many other names which indicate his divine relationship to the gopis. So he knew they were coming to pick flowers in the forest of flowers, Pushpavan. And he also came there and walked playfully around in the forest, pretending to enjoy the beauty of the forest all alone. But how is our Krishna dressed? He's dressed in a green outfit. It's a gardener's dress. Don't ask me how a gardener looked, but it's a beautiful gardener dress. And as he walks around, he confronts the beautiful gopis. These are the most beautiful ladies of the universe. The effulgence of love is coming out of their bodies. And he addresses the gopis. Oh, beautiful gopis, you are walking in the forest of King Kamadev, the king of love. Why are you picking flowers here without any authorization? The gopis, however, out of love, pretended to not even hear him. And they looked in the other direction. Krishna continued. You arrogant thieves, can't you see with your picking Sanji flowers, you are destroying the beauty of this forest? At this moment, Radha looked at him. And she raised her voice. You dare to accuse us? It is you who destroy all of Braja. By you bring your thousands of cows who eat everything, and they destroy everything with their sharp hooves.
ti si taj koji dovodi hiljade krava koje sve jedu i sve uništavaju sa svojim oštrim.
They eat the grass, the flowers, the leaves.
Oni jedu travu, cvijeće, lišće.
Yet you who are full of faults are daring to accuse us to destroy the forests of Vrindavan.
I ti koji se pun grešaka, ti se vezmo da nas optužuješ da uništavamo jednu šumu Vrindavan.
Krishna says, Krishna enjoys such discussions.
I Krishna uživa u stvari u ovakvim razgovorima.
When there is great love,
kada je prisutna velika ljubav,
you like to sometimes address the beloved in a interesting way. In Vrindavan, when a Brijbasi really likes you, he may give you a gulcha. That's a loving slap. This only works between people who really love each other, otherwise there will be a boxing fight. So Krishna lovingly answers, there's a great difference between you and me.
I Krishna odgovara sa ljubavom, on kaže, postoji jedna velika razlika između vas i mene.
Yes, I'm bringing my cows everywhere in Vrindavan, but I have a permission of the king, whereas you don't have a permission to pick these flowers of Pushpavan.
Da, ja dovodim puno krava, ali ja imam odobrenje od kralja, ali vi nemate odobrenje da berete cvijeće u Pushpavanu.
Therefore, you must be punished.
I zbog toga vi morate biti
kažnjeni. Lada said, we punished, you must be punished. You say you are faultless.
Lada kaže, mi da budemo kažnjeni. Ne, ti treba da budeš kažnjeni.
This is ridiculous.
Ovo je smiješno.
From your childhood on, you are simply a thief.
Od tvog djetinjstva ti si jednostavno gop.
You go into the house of the gopis and you steal butter?
Odlaziš u kuće gopija i kradeš pute.
Later you have stolen the dress of the gopis.
Kasnije si ukrao i odjeću gopija.
You steal anything you can get your hands on.
Ti bi ukrao sve na što ti dođe pod ruku.
Srimati Radharani is correct in some ways.
I na jedan način Srimati Radharani je upravo.
What Krishna steals the most is hearts.
Ono što Krishna najviše krade su srca.
Anyone who hears about Krishna in great detail and his wonderful pastimes, like how he lifted the Govardhan hill to protect the Brijbasis and the cows, his heart is stolen.
Kada god neko sluša o Krishni sa velikim detaljima, kao na primjer o tome kako je podigao brdo Govardhan i zaštitio svoje bake, njegovo srce je bilo ukradeno.
And then Radha pronounces her judgment.
I onda je Radharani dala svoj sud.
Because you have foolishly, you have wrongly stated that there is some imaginary king, Kamadev, as the is the proprietor of Vrindavan.
Pošto se ti dao tu lažnu izmišljenu izjavu da tu postoji nekakav kralj Kamadev u Vrindavanu.
And you have taken wrongly the dress of a gardener to indicate that you are the gardener of that king.
I pošto si na prevaru isto tako došao u toj odjeći vrtlara kao da bi izgledalo da si ti vrtlar.
This boy must be punished.
Ovaj dječak mora da bude kažen.
All the gopis applauded violently and they called out.
I sve gopije su počele izgledati na plješću i onda su uzvikle.
Tie him up, throw him into jail.
Zavežite ga i pacite ga u zatvor.
Radha thought this is going too far. And she pronounced her judgment. Krishna is hereby sentenced to the labor of dressing my ruffled hair.
I s ovim Krišna se osuđuje na to da mora da uredi moju razbarušenu kosu.
Let us for a moment stop. Srimati Radharani is a transcendental personality. Then what is her transcendental hair? It is said every single hair is one loving thought of Krishna. And therefore every single hair is black because Krishna is black. Radharani's hair is made by these five steps. First, it is washed with amalaki. Then it is dried with a soft white towel. Then it is smoked with aguru. You know, the aguru wood is heated and the smoke comes into Radha's hair and makes it very fragrant.
Onda se ona stavlja na dim od drveta u guru, a guru se zapali i taj dim ide u njegovu kosu.
Then the hair is oiled and finally dried.
Zatim se stavlja na kosu ulje i onda se na kraju osuši.
Krishna, whom everyone serves.
Krishna kojeg svi služe.
Krishna, who is the origin of creation.
Krishna, koji je izvor kreacije,
is now punished to make the hair of Radha.
Sada je dobio kaznu da uređuje kosu Radharani.
He accepts this lovingly.
On prihvata tu kaznu sa ljubavom.
Because Krishna is subjugating himself to love and love only.
To je zato što se Krishna podčinjava ljubavi i samo ljubavi.
So together, they entered a nearby kunja, part of the forest, with flower archways, swaying vines, and jeweled lamps. Smilingly, Radha sits before a golden table. Krishna takes a golden comb and combs her beautiful hair. Then he personally goes out of the cottage and collects flowers to decorate the hair of Krishna, of Radha. He puts so many flowers in the basket that it overflows from the flowers. The parrots, the cuckoos, the peacocks, and all kinds of birds follow him after filling the air with their voices. When Krishna has collected so many flowers, he asked one gopi, Lalita, is there water to wash these flowers? I want that no dust is on the flowers, no birds have been on the flowers. Pure flowers I need to dress Radharani.
Lalita
answers, my dear Krishna, We only have fruit juices, no water. Krishna says, don't worry even a bit. And he takes his flute. He says, you have served me in so many ways. But now we do not need sound, we need water. And he takes his flute and pushes it in the earth. And then calls all the holy rivers. Ganga,
Ganga,
Namada,
Sindhu,
Kaveri. And as he calls these names, all the sacred waters come and fill his kund. This lake has four corners, four sides. And there are jeweled staircases leading down to the water. In Krishna's lake there are lotus flowers of various colors. And the fishes are made of jewels. Lake is surrounded with kadamba trees which are full in blossom. Even if you would go into the heavenly planets and search the Christian paradise, if you would go to the Muslim paradise or to the Buddhist paradise, you would not be able to find such a beautiful lake. Because it is this lake, the lake in the forest of flowers, which is in the kingdom of love. Because this lake is so wonderful, it is the heartbeat of Govardhan. Last year we started to do a program on the banks of this lake, which has very nice palace buildings, a kirtan program. And this year we will do it again. I request you to sing with me now. And think about Krishna wandering through Pushpavan. Think of the discussion he had with Radharani. And how he was sentenced to dress her hair. Think how he picked baskets full of flowers that overflowed. And how he then washes them in the lake called Kusum Sarova. Oh, Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Radhe, 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 My dear devotees, all this took only moments. To collect the flowers, to create the lake, to wash the flowers, to dry the flowers, all this took only moments for Sri Krishna. Because Krishna is Daksha, very expert. After doing all this, Krishna enthusiastically returned where Radharani was waiting. Her hair was open. Krishna entwined it with flowers, with jewels, with peacock feathers and gunja beads. The Sakis were beside themselves with joy to see Krishna decorating the braids of the Queen of Vrindavan and gave him many advices. But that is not all. From the many flowers of this forest of flowers, including Kunda flowers, Krishna personally made many flower ornaments. Some he put around the upper arm of Radha, others here, still others on the ankles. Then he made flower shoes. No problem, these are spiritual flowers, they don't become destroyed. These flowers never fade. And then he put a flower crown on Radha. Radha looked so beautiful. And then Krishna took a mirrored, what is it called, a jewel mirror, and put it before Radha's face, and in a very humble voice asked, "Have I done well?" And Srimati Radharani just cried tears of love, which said it all. Radha cannot say anything, actually. Her whole body is made of Ladini Shakti, that is energy, joy energy. She has goosebumps of ecstasy on her limbs. My dear devotees, in the beginning of our lecture we asked a question. Whom does God serve? Everyone serves him or wants to serve him or argues against serving him. But the service of God is a subject matter. In the spiritual world, you must know, there is one principle to which even Krishna bows down. Don't strive for your own pleasure, but give pleasure. This pleasure is known as Seva Sukha, the pleasure of service. It is higher than any Indriya Sukha, pleasure of the senses. An example is given to understand. If a person in this world serves butter with his own hands, you know, there's a butter pot, and he gives butter like this. He doesn't have to make his hands full of butter in a separate way. Just by serving butter, his hands are becoming full of butter.
Ta osoba ne mora da čini svoje prste maslima od putera, to se jednostavno automatski dešava samim tim što služi puter se rukama.
So by serving Krishna and giving pleasure to him, the pleasure is rubbing up in your own heart.
Kada služimo Krishnu i da pružamo njemu zadovoljstvo, nešto od tog zadovoljstva isto tako ostaje i u našim srcima.
This seva sukha is something you need to learn. And then you will actually understand why Krishna even loves to serve his own devotees. Prabhupada, I want to conclude in Prabhupada's words. Once he said, you all have seen pictures of Krishna. He's embracing Radharani, but he's also embracing a calf. He's not simply attached to Radharani only, he's attached to all living beings. Krishna is the best friend of everyone. So if you want friendship, make friendship with Krishna. He will protect you. He will satisfy you in all respects. There is a picture of Krishna having his arms around a calf. Even if you are an animal, Krishna has affection for you also. Especially if you try to serve him. This is Vrindavan. The trees, the plants, the flowers and the water, they are all devotees of Krishna. They serve Krishna. Somebody is serving Krishna as an animal. Somebody is serving Krishna as a tree with fruits and flowers. As Yamuna water, as beautiful cowherd men and damsels, or as Krishna's father and mother. Krishna has so many who love him, and he also loves them. So this seva sukha is something we should consider. What have you done today as service for Krishna? I think you have done much service for Krishna. You have sung his glories. You have heard about him. You have eaten prasadam and associated with the devotees of Krishna, and you have discussed deep subjects, and some of you have gossiped also. But you have done all this in relationship to Krishna. So, yes, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Um. What is it? Jaya, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Jaya Vrindavan Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Maharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Radhe 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna,
Lila Kata.
Hvala vam puno što ste učestvovali u ovoj Lila Kata.